I mentioned that I get these emails from various teachers, and I got one, I think it was yesterday, from Jack Kornfield, and the subject was "You must be present to win," which I really enjoy. I love it, A, because it's what they always say when you go to a raffle, and if they pull they pull your name out of the hat. If you're not there, you don't win. And so I just love that twist on "you must be present to win." And the win that you get in this case is not a bicycle or a TV or a car. It's liberation. It's freedom. It's at some point, awakening. And so I was reflecting on that. I was thinking about that anyway, having come down to Mexico to visit my brother, who's a lot older than I am, and he and his wife moved down here a couple of years ago to go into assisted living, which is he is. And so visiting them, and it's like I remember thinking when I got here the other day, going, just be in the moment, just be in the moment, just be in the moment, be in the moment. And so I've been trying to do that. And I think for me also, when you're in a new place, it's like, ooh, this is, it's easier because you're not, it's not, you're not used to it yet. So it's a little bit easier in that too. But this being in the present is a journey. It's a journey to get to it. It's a journey to work towards it. And I got, because I'm on the list of all these teachers, I got an email. One of Rick Hansen's emails this week, is, and his was "Avoid the Rush." And we might move towards this being present, and we might move towards this stillness, this quiet, because when you are present, there is this stillness that comes from that. If you've gone on retreat or spent any time in a longer practice, eventually the mind quiets down. But it's a journey to get there. And oftentimes the mind, what did he say? He talked about the autopilot kicks in. I mean, you could have every intention just to be perfect still, and you could be still for a while, and then all of a sudden you're like, where am I? Because that autopilot has kicked in, that planning, that I'm a real planner, so I go to planning a lot. There was moments this evening where I was like, getting to the airport. It's like, come back. And I have been on the cushion at times where I was like holding myself down because there was this urge to get up and do something, to wash the dishes because they just couldn't wait, or check Facebook. I remember I used to have my phone next to me because I had the timer on my phone, and I would have my hand crawling out to touch my phone while it was waiting for, it's like just to see if anything happened because it's on silent. And it's like, wow. And instead of, getting angry or upset or mad, I think it's really important just to recognize the strength of that autopilot mind, the habitual thoughts, the habitual planning that we get lost in. It's so extraordinary. That, and I know you know it. I know you know it because you've all been there. You've done this. You've been practicing for years, and that's kind of, even if you've been practicing for years, it's going to show up. So, it takes effort to slow down. It takes a willingness to recognize that rushing. And especially, there's a time when you have to hurry. There's certain things that need to happen, or if you're running late, you have to do what you need to do. But I liked one of the things Rick Hansen said was to plan ahead so that you're not rushing. Start to learn not to rush. We live in a society where it's go, 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 rush, 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 all the time, all the time. We're running at warp speed. So much of the time, but it doesn't, that takes a toll on the body when you're tight and you're tense. And then when you sit in meditation, and there's this invitation to soften, and you don't even realize how tight and tense you are. And it's just, again, it's this reactivity towards the lives we're living, or what the culture tells us we need to be doing this, we need to be doing that. So it takes effort to be willing to let go of that stuff that's so near and dear. Just slow down. Do one thing at a time. Thich Nhat Hanh, I think, Mindfulness in Every Breath, his book, he really talked about that. Just slow down. When you're brushing your teeth, when you're doing everything, be fully present. It can be challenging, obviously, but it's worth the intention. I think it's so much of all of this, so much of this practice is about intention, that to have that intention to slow down. Sometimes it takes years, and we do it incrementally. You know, don't rush towards getting it. You know, I want to rush towards not rushing anymore. I mean, it's like, you know, we set ourselves up for that too. So just pause. Pause. That's what we talk about in the second foundation of mindfulness, this pausing instead of reacting, just responding to whatever the experience is. The reaction is the autopilot, but we don't want to necessarily go in that direction. It may not be wise. It may not be smart. Come back. Pause. Slow down. Feel the stillness. You know? It's not, and the really important thing to recognize is that what comes up when we're still is not necessarily what we want. It's whatever shows up. Obstacles show up, difficult emotions, challenging memories, all those things we've stuffed. You know, what is Kornfield says, unfinished business. You know, that unfinished business. I had those moments this week. There was some stillness, and all of a sudden there was this rising of a recognition of the aging of my brother. You know, what's really been up for me is the five remembrances this week were all of the nature to grow old, get sick, and die. Well, the first three remembrances have really been with me this week, because watching my brother, his aging, and he's got Parkinson's, and he can't walk anymore, and he's beginning to develop dementia from Parkinson's. And so there's these things are happening. And so to be with that and hold it with compassion, both for myself and for him, and recognize some of the sadness that just shows up. And here it shows up. And okay. The reaction is to, I don't want to feel this. I want to go over here. What can I do? What's new on the phone? And instead, we have to be present. The practice is about being with whatever shows up, even when we don't want to feel it. Because it's here. It's showing up. There's nothing else there. I mean, there's nowhere else to go. There's nothing else to do. Perhaps somebody was asking me last week about the appropriate time. Sometimes you have to cry, but you're in driving or in work or something. It's like, you know, sometimes you have to put it on hold, but you don't stuff it. You go, you know what? I can't work with this right now, but I will tend to it when there's an appropriate time. That skillful means this, like, you know what, I'm not going to do it now, but I'll take care of it. I'll rest with it later. And that's really important. It's not pushing it away. It's saying, I feel this, because I think if you've done practice for a while and you recognize those difficult emotions that arise, you begin to recognize where they show up in the body. You have that somatic sense of where they are. And you develop an ability to allow those emotions to be there without reacting, without needing to tend to them. Just like, okay, here's some sadness or grief or anger, and I have to do this right now. I have to make dinner for the kids, or I have to go to work, or I have to do whatever it is we have to do. You can be present but not deny the reality of what's right here. That's really important. We're so used to denying the reality of what's right here. And instead, can you be with? Can you be with? Can you be with? You must be present to win. So it takes patience. It takes effort. It takes willingness. I think those are some of the paramis. It takes compassion. again, some of the paramis, loving kindness towards ourselves. It can be tough, but we also have to recognize that things are impermanent. It's not going to always stay this way. And they feel like it's staying this way for like ever. But at some point, it will dissipate. And what I think is really important is that when we're in the present, there may be this discomfort. There may be this challenge. But there's also perhaps a moment of ease in there. But if we're not paying attention and we're focused on this thing, we miss out on, oh, look at the little kitty. Can I pet the little kitty? Or whatever it is. That. So, you know, letting go of the rigidity of, you know, things as well. Having this softness, really, truly present. Maybe I've been full of grief for 3 days, but it's not here right now. It's okay to be with what is present. Joy or happiness or whatever other thing may be there. I'm hungry. You know, hunger. Oh, that's something different. Okay, let me be with that. So there's patience, there's effort, there's willingness. You know, there's the compassion that's necessary, but there's the always the pointing towards no preference. Always the pointing towards no preference. And because I'm on the mailing list for all these teachers, I just started getting the daily Tejaniya from Saradao Tejaniya, who's this wonderful Burmese monk, really wise teacher. And I think yesterday or today, he was talking about physical pain, but I think it can also be emotional challenges. He said, see the pain as a natural process. It frees the mind. So if you're thinking about physical pain, you know, it's like we get this aversive relationship to it. It's the same with emotionally challenging experiences or difficult thoughts or memories or things. It's like, see dealing with that as a natural process. It's not something that we have to get rid of. It's something that we learn to perhaps investigate, perhaps be with, perhaps, you know, listen to what's being asked for. So often we have these predetermined ideas of what needs to happen. Instead, when we're quiet and take the time to be fully present, what's underneath makes itself known. Instead of the, I know what this is. That's why the Zen Mind Beginner's Mind book is so excellent. Don't prejudge or, you know, let us let go of the preconceived ideas of this means this. Make space for what's present right now. Not what it was last week, but what's present right now. What's underneath? What's being asked for? This listening, this silent, this being with, fully immersed, fully connected to your experience is so profound and it's so freeing. As Tejaniya says, it frees the mind. As Cornfield says, you must be present to win. And I made a cup of tea before class tonight, and I had one of those teas that has sayings on the paper. And this one said, peace comes from within. Do not seek it without. So I thought that went really well with what I wanted to talk about tonight. It says, peace comes from within. Do not seek it without. It's an inside job. It's being with what's right here. It's when we need to have the outside stuff work and be a certain way that we struggle. And it can be incredibly painful. So that's it. I didn't have a lot to share this evening. I just had those few thoughts based on all those emails I've gotten this week from all those wise teachers. So thank you, my friends, for listening and for your sweet attention. Thank you for visiting Undefended Dharma. These teachings are freely offered. However, if you would like to make a donation to help support the technology that makes these podcasts possible, please visit marystankavich.org
/support. Thank you.